While the debate continues over how to label genetically modified foods, there's also a question of what exactly is a GMO food. During a House Agriculture Committee hearing, lawmakers poring over the GMO food labeling issue took it a step farther by zeroing in on just what counts as genetically modified in the first place, asking the head of the Ag Department's marketing service, Eleanor Stamar, if USDA even has the authority to define the term GMO for labeling purposes.
Without statutory authority provided by Congress, we can't define GMO or non-GMO through a standard. But if Congress provides us with that authority, as they did, for example, with the National Organic Program to define what organic means, then we would engage in the rulemaking process to define that term, and that would go through public comment.
Which could be a long, complex process. In the case of USDA's organic definitions and standards, it took a decade from the time USDA got congressional authority and direction to do it to the time the final rules were out. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.